Good evening, everybody. Sorry for the late start. We needed to reach quorum. This is the Pacifica National Audit Committee beginning at 8:55 p.m. Eastern. Today is October 15th, 2018. Let me get my agenda out. Just so everybody knows, so the public knows, we have our new executive director, Maxie Jackson. He is on the call with us tonight. So we are very glad to welcome him to this committee.
Thank you.
Do I have a volunteer secretary for tonight, since our usual secretary cannot make it?
This is Julie. I can do it.
Thank you so much, Julie. Would you like me to take the roll call, though, because you may not have the list handy?
Yes, that would be very lovely.
Okay. Adriana Casanev informed me that she can't make it tonight. Adrienne LaViolette, are you here? No, Adrienne. Carol Travis?
Here.
Yes. Serene Roberts? No, Serene. Eileen, that's me, I am here. Elaine Duncan? She is not here. I believe she is recovering from an accident, but maybe she'll turn up. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Here. Jamie Gomez?
Jamie Gomez here.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? Julie, are you muted?
Yes, I am, and now I'm here.
And now you're not. Okay, good. And Ken Laufer.
Sorry, I had my mute on. Here.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Muskilam Washington and Polina Vasiliev also told me they would not be able to make it to tonight's meeting. So that's it for our roll call. Maybe somebody else will turn up as we go on. All right, where's my agenda again? Selection of timekeepers. Since Julie is going to take on the secretary role, can somebody else be a sort of general timekeeper? You know, we're not very strict, but just to keep an eye on the passage of time. Somebody, please. That's Grace.
Great.
Thank you.
I think I can do that. Are we
okay?
Clocking people for 1 minute, or 90 seconds, or 2 minutes?
Let's make it 2 minutes. There's not, there's only a few of us here tonight, and okay. They're usually not very strict, but we also don't want it to run the whole meeting to run too long. Okay, then. Can we move on to an approval of the agenda? First, let me ask if anybody has any other items they want to add there. None heard? Okay. Then can we approve this agenda?
I move we approve the agenda. It's Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Any objections? Okay, none heard. The agenda is approved. Let me just read that quickly for anybody listening on the stream. After the approval of the agenda, we just have a few items, mainly updates from the chair and or other committee members and or our executive director. I've got that for 30 minutes, and that would include progress on the general audit and any other points that may come up. The next items are really just pro forma action items, and then the other new business, and selection of the next meeting date. And then we would adjourn to a closed meeting if it were needed. I'm guessing it won't be needed, but that's what we've got. So let's move forward here. All right. I don't have a lot of updates for you. I did speak to our auditor this morning, Scott Mitchell. I didn't speak to him. I emailed with him. And he, And I also spoke to George Walter of NETA, and he is the one that's working. He's the one from the external financial management firm that is working specifically on the audit. And between the two of them, they are moving forward, but it looks like we're close to about 3 weeks later than we'd hope to be at this point. And I think some of that is the most, well, some of that is due to NETA's need to input some information into the Great Plains accounting system that had not been input when it should have been, perhaps over the past year, and also trying to get clear closing numbers for fiscal year 2016, which you need in order to open up fiscal year 2017 in books. And the auditors are still waiting for responses on some of their requests for documentation, a sort of usual thing that auditors ask for from their clients. I think that for the next meeting, we'll want to start getting lists of what is actually missing that we might need to push on somewhat. But I am hoping that maybe Maxie will have something to tell us about the audits, because he's been in some of the other meetings with general managers and business managers and everybody else that I have not been in on. So, Maxie, can I ask you if you have anything that you'd want to add here?
Yeah, I'll just make a brief comment. I have
great.
I have been involved in roughly 3 or 4 calls where this has come up, and I think the clear issue to me is that there's a disconnect between what the folks at NETA are asking for and what our business managers at Pacifica understand them to be asking for. Sounds like it should be common language in terms of accounting or finance terms. But on a couple calls I was on, it was clear that when our business managers are asking, is it this document? Is it this document? The NETA folks kept saying, not that one, not that one. And so we've got some communication issues to resolve to move this forward. My hope is that, I believe it's Larry or George, from NETA. I'm pressing them to speak directly to, the different business managers to clear this up, in quick turnaround, because, you know, I think it requires a one-on-one conversation, not a group call.
Yeah, that sounds great. That would be very helpful. So you'll be able to, let's see, have you spoken to Larry and or George and or Anita from NETA?
Yes, I have.
About
I have, mainly because I've been on multiple calls with them, and I've had several sidebar conversations with Anita.
Okay.
Anita, around this very issue. So they're clear. And so we've just got to move forward. I think the fact that we're going to be, as a company, the board's going to be deciding on the NETA proposal. Once that process completes, if in fact we end up moving in the direction of utilizing their services as proposed, I think this will be resolved even faster. But we'll wait to see how that happens.
Okay. All right. I know that we had a motion out of this committee, I guess, from our last meeting that we sent to the PNB, and that motion, let's see, does anybody have it handy? It basically was to request the PNB to direct the executive director to, have all the units make make it a priority to respond to any TA and to the auditors. But they haven't gotten to that motion in the PNB. I think my opinion is that the motion was going to be less important than the actions that Maxie was actually going to take, since he was planning on doing that. But, you know, still, the PNB has gotten bogged down a bit, I understand, on other issues. So that's about all I know, I think. I'm not sure if I've got a lot more to say about the audits, other than, you know, things are moving forward and getting a little better, but apparently need to, you know, improve even more. So I'm trying to stay on top of some of it where I can without harassing our contractors, our auditors, and financial management people. Does anyone have any? Carol, go ahead, please.
Hi. I just hope that if it's needed for Maxie to step in and move things, that he feels as executive director and able to do that without much waiting if the delays continue. That's my hope.
I can respond real quickly.
Please do.
The fact that I'm involved in the calls, both with and without any TA's involvement, is important. It allows me to understand what's going on with the different factions, if you will. I don't want to really call them factions, but our units versus them. But the bottom line is NIDA, on their current contract, continues to do the work to get the audit done. So it's not like we're waiting on something for them to move. They are actually continuing to do work. I think it's very clear to me the urgency, because we're delayed in getting this finished. We're already 3 weeks behind. That's not lost on me. And in my conversations with the folks at NIDA, you know, we have had several conversations, and I'm real clear on the need to provide stimulation, if you will. That's not the right word, but a stimulus for our folks to do what's necessary to contribute to moving this process along. So we're all on the same page. I just think that once we get past this communication hurdle, which just revealed itself last week, at least for me, we should be okay.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is great.
Yeah, and Grace, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just briefly, Maxie, the fact that both the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee passed resolutions that are on the open agenda of the PNB for 2 weeks, that urging you to take action to make sure that the stations get the auditor and NETA the information that they need, and that that be placed as a top priority. That came out of two committees, so that should spur you to do that. I trust that the PNB will pass those two motions as soon as they get to it, as soon as we get to it.
Yep.
Right. And does anyone else have any comments or questions so far on the audit? I will say that we're not talking about the pension audits tonight because I believe we have the two plans, again, for the listening audience. We have the 401A, which is what we commonly referred to as the retirement plan, and the 403B plan, which is a matching plan. We received the audit for the 403B plan for the year 2016, which was the first year we needed to have it done because it reached the number of participants that mandated being done. So that has been completed. It was reviewed by our lawyers, changes were made or, you know, updates were made. We just need to check to see if it's been filed where it's supposed to be filed. I'm not clear on that. I think the auditor was waiting for his letter, his appointment letter to be signed. It's not an appointment letter. I forget what it's called. But that should have been done. I'll check on that. I'll check on 403B if it's been filed. And as far as the 401A plan, you know, they're working on it as they go along, and that's the one that's going to take longer. And I don't expect there to be any news on it. You know, they may have made some progress, but I doubt if there's anything that would constitute news for us right now. Maybe, you know, in another few weeks we can check in. So that's what I've got on the audits for tonight. I think that's really pretty much all I have.
This is James for the stack.
James, you are the stack. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Maxie, just backing up a little bit, about the data, the information that he needs from the general managers so that the work can proceed. Does he have a sense of whether that information is actually available? Is it just a question of they're not on the same page as far as definitions? Do you have any sense that there is information that's missing or unavailable?
I don't, and that's sad to say. And the reason I don't is because on the call I was on, when it was mentioned that certain documents were needed, the business managers repeatedly said, are you talking about this? Are you talking about this document? And the response was no. And so I don't really have a clear-cut answer on that, because it's just everything I heard was a disconnect. Now, I will say this. If the business managers are doing standard accounting practices and financial management if they're implementing the proper financial management tools, I would have to imagine that everything they are asking for is available, because I don't think they're asking for them to create new reports. I think they're asking them to provide them data that should readily be available in their everyday activity as financial managers. That's my assumption. But again, on the calls I've been on when specific documents were requested, there was a not knowing of what they exactly meant. So that's what I've asked the NIDA folks to drill down on and to have one-on-one conversations with the business managers to make it abundantly clear, whether it's showing them documents, defining in detail, you know, exactly what the request is, and how to get it, how to pull it up. The other thing is that at NIDA, there's a person who specializes in Great Plains who supposedly is going to be working with the NIDA folks to provide the necessary synergy, if you will, between the two softwares. If that person is brought in, I think it should resolve a lot of this because I think they may not understand what to run.
Thank you.
Not a satisfying answer, I know, but that's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I'm curious about what George was asking for that the business managers didn't understand. I might have to ask just out of my own nosiness, you know, because I was a finance manager, and I did all the audit prep, granted, for a much different sort of organization, a lot smaller. It didn't have chapters or, you know, different units scattered around. Then I had to prepare a bunch of schedules. Maybe not, I don't know if that's what some of the business managers may not know what they are, or I don't know. I'm going to try and find out.
Yeah, I will add another element to this, and that is one of the conversation points came up with you know, the auditing process CPB engages in, with those that they provide funding to. And it was noted that the way we currently use Great Plains is not robust enough to meet the demands that CPB has for its financial reporting. So the business managers, I believe, correctly stated that they can add what is necessary to be CPB compliant, but they were unaware that those requirements had changed. This became a point of, I won't say confusion, but I'm not even going to call it contention. It was a compelling conversation because the folks at NIDA suggested that this modification of financial reporting expectations had changed as long as 10 years ago, but that maybe CPB was just now holding people really rigidly accountable to it. And NIDA, of course, does a lot of work with CPB licensed stations.
Right.
So, again, the challenge we're going to have moving forward is as we continue using Great Plains, is adjusting our use of it so that it lines up well with, I believe it's Sage 500, which is the software that the folks at NIDA use.
Right.
So that when they do the financial ingestion and then the subsequent reporting, that it is aligned with the requirements, not only of CPB, but of our auditors. So there's a communication issue here that I believe we'll be able to resolve in short order. But like I said, I just became aware of it last week. I don't know why this wasn't brought up before, but it certainly became evident in the calls last week.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah, maybe, you know, everybody's new at this. This arrangement. So, you know, perhaps people are, you know, treading a little more lightly than they normally would, or, you know, just not understanding each other. So, yeah, that's great. Sounds like you're really helping to grease the wheels, though. So, you know, I'm very glad that we have someone in the position now. So, again, Maxie, welcome.
James, for the stack James, again, if nobody else has anything.
Go ahead. You got it.
Okay. James. He touched on an issue that's been of interest to me from WBAI because our general manager refuses to use Great Plains. As I've said in previous meetings, I've used Great Plains when I was working there and found it to be a dinosaur. And I'm just wondering if Maxie has any ideas about, I know we just put a lot of money into updating our Great Plains. Does Maxie have any thoughts about, you know, whether the future is in Great Plains or might there be some better alternative that would help us conform better to the CPB requirements?
I'll try to give you a competent answer on that one, as I'm still in the process of trying to understand exactly what kind of investment we made. I know the dollar amount, but I also know that we did not, for some reason, invest in training our people to maximize right. the use of Great Plains. We acquired the upgrade to the software, but my understanding is the past CFO did not train up our business managers to utilize it to its maximum. I think therein lies the issue. Great Plains might be adequate. It may be good enough. It may be more than good enough. Certainly the business managers are positioning that Great Plains is more than good enough for the work that they have to do. I've not heard anyone at NIDA say that it's not workable. What I know is that that's not their primary software, and that they have acknowledge that they can make the two speak to each other. And I believe that it's clear from the conversations I've heard and been a part of that we can use Great Plains at the station level, and that information can be ingested into Sage 500, and competent qualified reports, financial reporting can be rendered. So I don't think it's a question of whether Great Plains is the right software or not. In all honesty, I think the question is, well, there's two questions. Are we prepared to train our people to maximize Great Plains so that it can, in a dynamic way, speak to Sage 500 in this case? And then the bigger question is Sage is one of the concerns brought up by certain members of our Pacifica family, our team, was the notion of another, you know, obviously Nita as a third party owning our information, our data. And I think we rested that case and made it very clear that Nita would not own anything. And that if we were to terminate the contract with Nita at any point, they would provide our data back to us in Great Plains. So I don't think Great Plains is the issue as much as our readiness, the readiness of our people in Great Plains to meet the needs of transitioning Great Plains data to Sage. I hope I made sense there. I hope that
That makes great sense. May I follow up with a couple of just real short questions?
Yes, sure.
Well, a statement first. When I was using Great Plains at WBAI, it was before we did the update, so that may be why it was a dinosaur at the time. And the other thing is, what is, you mentioned that it's not the software that NETA is using. Do you know what the software they are using is?
It's called Sage 500, and there's another name to it, but it's
MAS.
Right, Sage MAS 500 is what they use, and it is a cloud-based system. The beauty in it is it will allow our business managers, our station managers, to log in and see their financials, to be able to contribute to input. And file and do reporting from that cloud-based system. And it also will ensure that Nita is able to provide the board and myself with the reports we need, not only for the auditors and for other requirements that we have legally and fiduciary-wise. Again, I don't want to put the onus on the software. I think the software can speak to each other. The upgrade makes it usable. If we hadn't made the update to the software, I think we'd be in trouble.
This is Grace for the stack.
Grace, go ahead.
And thank you very much, Maxie, for giving us this information. I asked Nita a number of questions that hopefully they'll respond to, and I copied the PNB and you, of course. So my question is this. I think optimally we should have software that is compatible between our bank accounts and our accounting software and our membership database. So, in other words, our banking information should automatically be uploaded to our accounting software or downloaded into the accounting software, and our membership database should also be electronically transferred to our accounting software. That takes a certain amount of software compatibility. But we in our local finance committee meeting, I found out from our business manager that he is keying in the information. He's doing a lot of the work for WBAI and WPFW. He's manually keying in the bank account information into Great Plains for WBAI and WPFW. In other words, we have a staff person who's spending the time just putting numbers into an accounting system that could be just electronically transferred. I think that this is really an unseen waste of staff time, personally. And I'm sure
I lean to the staff.
Sort of, some sort of software fix that this doesn't. And this also, no human, when you have that kind of interface, you're going to have some errors. It's inevitable, which can, when it comes to accounting, can take a long time to fix. So I would hope that we would have all income and expenses through the membership database, the bank accounts, all automatically, electronically entered into our accounting software.
Respond real quick.
Go ahead first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is exactly what I believe Nita proposes that it can do with the Sage Mass 500 software. Everything that you mentioned is part of what their proposal suggests they are capable of doing. And again, I don't think there's anything about either software that prohibits us from getting the reports as you speak. The question again, and this is, I'm trying to say this without stepping on toes, but the real question here is if we need to upgrade the skill sets of our personnel handling the financials at the local level, we have to be willing as a network to invest in that. And as long as we do that, I think we can, where necessary, get our people up to speed so that they are maximizing Great Plains to the benefit of this compatibility and transferability you speak of with Sage 500. But everything
Thank you
said is part of what Sage Mass 500 delivers as Nita uses it. And I think that we've got ample evidence that that's the case.
Thank you. I think that would be a big upgrade for Pacifica.
Okay. This is Eileen. I just wanted to say I don't understand why the business manager in LA is keying in bank account information. I'm going to guess that he could download at least WPFW's bank account info. I think I've seen that done when we were fooling around with a version of QuickBooks at WPFW. I think we were able to connect to the bank account, so I don't see why the business manager couldn't do that. Well, we could follow up on that. I don't know about BAI.
Can I just correct myself?
Yes.
Possibly. I believe that our business manager said that he's keying in the data from WBAI. I don't recall him specifically mentioning WPFW.
Okay.
Carol, for the staff. You
know, okay, 1 second, Carol. Okay, I lost my train of thought anyway. I will just say, and maybe Maxie, maybe you know about this, but I don't really understand. I've never seen Great Plains in action, so I don't know what it looks like. And I've never seen Memphis in action, so I don't know everything it does. I know that some of the stations, certainly BAI and WPFW, don't use Memphis, and I don't even know if Memphis can connect to bank accounts and merchant services, and you know it's complicated. I just don't. I'm not sure if there's a better option out there. So that is something I'm hoping that whoever is involved in these things will take up and look to see if there's something more economical and maybe more modern.
May I offer a point of information?
James, what's your point of information?
You said that you don't think anybody or WBAI is using Memphis. When I was working there, they did. I don't know if that's changed.
They aren't now. I know they're not.
I see.
They're using something called Volution.
Oh,
but
yes,
anyway.
You're right. That's you're right. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. I've lost track of who was on the stack. I know Carol was there. I think somebody else was before Carol. Or not? Not, no. I guess. Carol, go ahead.
Okay. I am not as I don't know about this stuff as much as a number of you do, clearly as much as Eileen knows. And I really do appreciate your report. The way in which I've followed this over the last 10 months that I've been on the board, I've seen a tremendous change in what we have from what we had before, believe it or not, even though we're still way short. Things have gotten better, but clearly we have some more steps to take. And it's great, Maxie, that you track down this problem of miscommunication. And what I'm going to say next, I'm really not confident in, but given the history of who's done the accounting in the past, I just want to say either there's short staff in some of the places or people who are doing the work who really aren't as qualified as required. And I think that any system may run into those issues. And so the fixes are not so easy necessarily. But it's just great that you're pursuing them, and I want to thank you. That's it.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll just add real quickly, my understanding, and again, I didn't experience the past CFO. So I don't want to speak out of turn, but one of the things I've, in my inquiry, come across is the notion that some of our financial management or accounting practices might have been either outdated in terms of the tools being used. And so because of that, the climb or the lift that NETA is experiencing is greater than it would normally be. Combine that with the fact that I think we're three less people in the national office who are handling financial matters. And so Wandrin's doing a yeoman's job trying to fill in, but there's a lack of human resource, and we had some antiquated processes in place before, and again, that's why I think NETA's having a bit more of a lag in getting things completed in the time that they would like to have it done. And I'm definitely not casting any dispersions on their work. I think they're trying as hard as they can to meet all the deadlines.
Thank you for that, Maxie. I think that sounds right. Anybody else? Any other comments there? If we haven't got anything else, we can make this a short meeting tonight and see what we might want to do for the next meeting, what we want to look into before the next meeting and set a date as well. But we can try to follow up with the auditors and with NETA. And also, you know, maybe Maxie can report back to us whatever he is able to achieve with the individual offices, stations, units. And I can stay in touch with George at NETA and Scott among the auditors and see if by the next meeting, which I would suggest for, I guess, 2 weeks from now, if there's anything that's really standing out that needs more attention that we could help with, or if we just we'll get updates again. Does anybody have any other ideas or comments there? Does that sound about right? Yes.
Yes, I think that's a good plan. Will our next meeting be in 2 weeks? 2 weeks from tonight?
That's my suggestion, if people think that's good. That would be October 29th.
Sounds good.
Yeah. so I can put that on the Pacifica schedule. And as usual, I'll put in, you know, a 1 hour open and a 1 hour closed meeting, just in case we need that closed meeting.
Okay, and I would like to move that we adjourn.
If no one has anything else.
I just have one gentle reminder.
Maxie, a reminder.
I just have one gentle reminder for those of you on the call who are part of the PMB to make sure that you saw the email from me from this morning and make sure that you've reviewed and if you have questions that you want to submit, that you provide those tonight so that I can provide them to NETA first thing in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. So
thank
this
you,
meeting
Carol.
Is going to. Sorry,
thank
Carol,
you,
was that you?
No.
I'm sorry. Did somebody want to say anything?
No.
Thank you,
no?
To Maxie.
No, I just wanted to say thank
okay.
you for Carol for being on and for you, Eileen.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you to all of you as well. And, you know.
Maxie.
Great. Great.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. It was a pleasure
okay.
being on the call.
Adjourning at 9:36 Eastern. So thanks to everybody, and we'll all be in touch.
Okay,
and,
good night.
Thank you.
Take
good night,
care.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night.